Thank you again for joining us for this Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Live Show. It's June 28th, and I'm your host, Edward Zoll. I'm joined, of course, by Matthew Hazen, Jesse Beltran, and Mike Grady. We had before the break our good friend Jim Gale. And I would like to give Jim just a second to again, share where people can find more about the Stewardship Party and, again, his platform. Because, again, I think the third-party candidates, fourth, fifth, sixth party, I want 10 parties, I think, because the two parties just aren't cutting it. But Jim, if you're still on the line, if you can, share where people can find more information about the Stewardship Party and why someone should consider you and your party to take control of this very corrupt nation.
All right. Thank you. So it's all about commitment. I am 100% committed, and here's what I mean. See this house behind me? That's our family homestead, 100% off-grid. We did not ask for permission to build this house. A government agent came here 3 years ago. And he said, where are your building permits? And I explained to him that we are here to be the stewards and protectors of this land, and compliance with their agency over time equals death. And we talked, I showed him the food forest and what we're all about, and he got tears in his eyes. He said, you're right, I will never bother you again. I am standing in my authority as a free man. We are at stewardshipparty.org. And we have a team of world changers. The best mappers and solutionaries in the world are on our team. So check us out, stewardshipparty.org. And again, thank you, Alex Jones, Matthew, and Ed. Thank you, Masterpiece. Let's win this war.
Amen. God bless you, brother. Take care, and I look forward to seeing you soon. So this war, and it's not the Iran war, as Jim kind of importantly said. You know, think of us. I don't wake up every day, though I pay attention a little bit, of course. Alex covered this in the first 2 hours of the show. I don't want anyone to get nuked. And I do think this war has gotten not just out of control, but it doesn't seem like it's done anything for the American people. But what I'm getting to is I don't wake up shaking in my shoes that I'm going to get killed by an Iranian, right? That's, I think, is a logical thing here. What I do wake up with worries about is the government working on psychotronic weaponry and installing grids, not just for surveillance, but for infiltration of the mind. And of course, you know, Mike, we were going to touch on this. Many people still don't know that the government has already done mass testing operations. They do it right in our face. I mean, you know, you and I were in the military, and we would do war games before we deployed something live, like go out and shoot our weapons and practice war drills before we go. When it comes to not just the deployment of vaccines and control, but for the whole enchilada, the whole psychotronic frequency-based mind control system, what was the war game for that?
Well, it's interesting because I was called Event 201, and it happened in October of 2019. Think of the date and the time frame. Because, you know, I hear a lot of podcasters, mainstream pundits, independent thinkers, and they all have the excuse of, well, the vaccine was just, you know, there wasn't enough time and research put into it, and this is, you know, all accidental what happened. Folks, I can tell you, if you believe that, I got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you, because when you study the globalists and what they do, they're 100% dedicated to what they're doing. Event 201 was a war game exercise that was going to launch a pandemic on society and find out how society was going to react to it. And basically, in short, the solution for the pandemic was rolling out a vaccine. See, people think the vaccine came because of the pandemic. No, the pandemic came because of the vaccine. They wanted the vaccine as the solution to the problem that they created. This is the Hegelian dialect. Alex Jones talks a lot about the problem, reaction, solution. So they came in, they created a problem. They got everybody emotionally charged. They used what basically is a psychological operation. Everybody freaked out. And then they came in right with the solution. And now you have this massive problem. If you look at Del Bigtree's new documentary, An Inconvenient Study, in short, he found out over half of the kids right now in our country are chronically ill. All right. The Ford Center actually did this study and refused to publish it because they knew how bad the results would be, and it would essentially destroy the entire pharmaceutical system. Watch that if you haven't. You can actually Google Event 201. This is not even something that's secret. It's public on their website. And we're going to break right now, but we'll be back right after this on the Alex Jones Live.
Now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery. Not the century of lies and juvenile significance and classism and statism and all the rest of the modes of control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it!
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Well, thank you again for joining us for this power-packed edition of Alex Jones Live here on Sunday, June 28th. I'm your host, Edward Zahm, joined with Jesse Beltran, Michael Grady, and Matthew Hazen. We're navigating, I think, the very uncomfortable, but I wouldn't be lying to say exciting. They're definitely exciting times. These are not boring times. You should not be bored by the things happening around you. And before we went to break, Mike was giving us a little bit of a recap of how war games are done in our faces. Now, certainly, when it comes to the different topics the elite keep us either imprisoned by or distracted by, they run war games. I mean, one of the ongoing war games that's been going on against Western civilization, I think, for the last 10 years has been the war game of mass migration. Now, it's unique, I think, to our sector, because especially of how the migrants, who are people, by the way, but still how they're used. I don't think anyone on the left would support mass migration and undocumented immigrants coming in if they knew how they're being experimented on, used, and abused. But I felt it would actually be a great opportunity to bring in the former border chief to talk with us, because there's been a recent nomination. A lot of people in the MAGA sphere, especially watching the Trump administration, they think that we're finally going to get the long-promised cleaning of society, the removal of those who have come in to commit crimes and destroy the population, hurt our people, gang members, all these kind of people. President Trump just nominated Lance Schroyer to be the new ICE director. And of course, I don't read the news, just and take it at face value. I don't think anyone here does this anymore. We try to seek out trusted experts, people that we know in our own lives that will not lie to us, have a track record of not just telling the truth. And one of those men is no other than my good friend, Greg Bovino. Thank you for joining Alex Jones Live, Greg.
Ed, it's good to see you, and thanks for having me.
Oh, pleasure. So what are we to think of this man that they've brought in, this Lance Schroyer? Are they finally going to get immigration now? What is going to be the side effect, or what are going to be some of the actual products from this appointment?
Sure, Ed. Well, Lance, as you know, is an Oklahoma State Trooper, or an ex-Oklahoma State Trooper and a former Marine. That's what we really know about him, other than he's a good friend of DHS Secretary Mark Mullen. I believe he also served on Secretary Mullen's security team at some point, and then is also an advisor to Mullen now at DHS. So what we have here is a state and local police officer, probably a really good guy, but the learning curve is very steep when it comes to immigration. So steep, in fact, that oftentimes career ICE officers have a problem actually meeting the mail there with that learning curve. So he's got one heck of a job set out before him. I hope he's successful. But when we talk mass deportations, and that's what we're after here is mass deportations. When we talk mass deportations, there's a lot that goes into that, and playing catch up and trying to learn as you go along is infinitely difficult. So, mass deportations, that's what solves the problems, not worst of the worst, not targeting. And that's what we've seen thus far. Will Lance Schroyer continue with worst of the worst in the targeting, or will he go straight into mass deportations? I hope it's the mass deportations, but we're going to find out pretty quickly.
Oh, 100%. And all we can kind of look at is the current results. I know that the Trump administration hasn't It hasn't fulfilled all the promises of the immigration agenda, which it has proposed. And I guess it's me saying it's not you. You're writing a book about it that's not out yet. I do want to look at, however, the historical method. Before you joined us, we were talking about the Hegelian dialectic and how oftentimes there are public agenda items which are followed, and they have something very nefarious behind the scenes which they're doing. But in the front of it, we're all trying to make sense of it, and sometimes we give a lot of grace, you know, and sometimes earned grace in this matter. But in 2015, there was a similar immigration scenario, and I know you just returned from Europe. You were speaking at the Remigration Summit in Porto. In Europe, 2015, the Schengen zone was an area that was established as a zone which would accept minor migration, but would be a blockage for basically immigrants from the Middle East, a war-ridden sector that many people would argue would have military-age males who might commit terrible crimes in society, maybe by their own intentions or by them being set off like time bombs. I mean, we've talked about this, and hopefully we'll talk about a little bit more in the show about how the people who commit crimes, they're not just mad or crazy. Sometimes they are controlled. And this is certainly a capability the government has and has documentarily deployed. But Greg, the Hegelian dialectic played into Europe in the sense of that because the Schengen zone had been intentionally violated, the governments in Europe said the only response we have to mass migration is to figure out a route to citizenship, to figure out a route to welcome them in, integrate them in. And of course, now Europe has become basically a continent under siege. Do you see parallels with this? I know you're optimistic and you're being very careful and diplomatic, by the way, because I know you've been nothing but a diplomat and a gentleman since leaving the Trump administration. But what do you make of this appointment in truth? Do you think he's actually going to make a change? I know today, Secretary Mullins, he announced that we may not even be deploying deporting the Haitians. You know, there's going to be a route to citizenship of sorts. What do you make of all this? Are we actually going to see some of the items that we all voted for?
Ed, that's key here. You just mentioned what Secretary Mullins said about the Haitian in temporary protected status. He actually gave them an out, said either go back or, and this is key here, or apply for your paperwork to become a permanent resident or a citizen of the United States. Now, when we look at those Haitians, are those Haitians assimilating into our culture? Are they assimilating in the various cities and regions that they inhabit here in the United States? And let's draw a parallel between that situation with the temporary protected status of the Haitians and then what is happening in Europe also. Are those North Africans assimilating into the various cities or the various societies there in Europe? The answer is no. Why would we even go there and even mention that they should perhaps apply for citizenship? They're not assimilating. The name of the game here is to deport and, if need be, denaturalize individuals that do not fit in with the American, with American ideals, American society, and American culture. And I think that is very, very important. And why he would actually say that concerning those Haitian immigrants is beyond me.
Well, maybe Jesse might have some insight to this. The study of the documents we've looked at over the course of the year, there may be other things that the global elite have in store for the domestic population that has to now welcome these individuals as their neighbors. What could the government be doing with some of these excess immigrants or these undocumented illegals coming in?
Yeah, the question I pose is that if you remember during the pandemic, we were letting in massive amounts of immigrants never before seen in history, and none of them were being COVID tested. None of them were being vaccinated. And I've always questioned why that was done when everyone else was being forced and mandated to wear masks, to stay home, to get a vaccine, or you couldn't go to your children's sports event. I mean, we and even the Native Americans who are very impoverished, they were being paid to take the vaccine. Why do you think it was that all of them were allowed to come in carte blanche with none of these restrictions that every U.S. citizen had to comply with.
Well, it certainly makes you ponder if again, the reason why, in part, was there is a benefit for a certain class in this country to destabilize the society that is welcoming. Forcibly, by the way, I don't think you can call it welcoming if it's someone who comes in through your door that was locked, by the way, and then sits at your table and eats your food. That some would call that a home invasion, right? That's I think Greg would agree with me on that characterization. But Matt, what do you think? Why do you think the government might be bringing in to places like Kansas, the middle of nowhere, Somalians, Haitians, and every illegal immigrant under the sun? Why would they be bringing in criminals to your great city?
It would only bring to dilute down and be able to propagate and make their narrative, whatever they're trying to accomplish, you know, using them the same way they use any type of resource that they have available, because they're always sitting there trying to script out their next proper step to be able to gain more control. So it couldn't be anything other than that. You know, it's unfortunate. It's really unfortunate that we are dealing with what we're dealing with here. I definitely want to hear. I think Mike Grady has something real interesting on this, actually, from when I talked with him earlier.
No, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, and another thing to piggyback on what Jesse was saying, at the height of the pandemic, during that massive flood, people coming through. Now, I can imagine, you know, taking a pilgrimage from another country if you're a refugee. It's going to be a long and hard and strenuous process. And I feel for anybody that's had to do that, because we've done that in the history of the world, through different countries in Europe and Asia, and now North America, South America. It's happened all over the place. It's not just now. But I noticed something when they were coming through, and, you know, a lot of them really didn't look like they were coming from Mexico. And, you know, if you take a hike for 4 or 5 hours and you come back, your shoes are going to kind of be dirty. You're going to be sweating, all this stuff. They have brand new shoes on. They're brand new bags. They all have cell phones. I don't see any of them really, you know, quite frankly, a lot of them are overweight. They don't look like they've been struggling through the desert or through the wilderness for weeks and weeks on end to make a foot race from wherever they're going to come here. So that always puzzled me. I mean, does anybody have any insight on that? I mean, certainly there was some sort of funding behind that. I mean, where does the funding go? Because every operation needs some sort of funding to make it happen, whether it's a business venture or how these governments do everything, like you were saying, Ed, with the Hegelian dialectic. There's some sort of operation here. And it was just puzzling to me to see people with brand new clothes, brand new cell phones, brand new bags. And I mean, I just had a loss for words when I saw that happening, and nobody had any explanation for that.
Well, Greg, what did you think about that? You're just seeing this, and of course, you protected the country. That was your job. You did a great job at that when you were allowed to do so. Do you have an answer for Mike's query? Where did the funding come from?
Mike, that's a great question there. You know, starting in 2015, we saw that happen in real time on the border. Start with the Romanians, or the Romas, the ethnic gypsies there from Romania, and they claimed asylum, credible fear. And what we were seeing were NGOs and American citizens in those foreign countries aiding and abetting those individuals, giving them pamphlets, information, material support to make that trek into the United States. So actually, Border Patrol agents raised that question back in 2015. Hey, let's go after these people aiding and abetting. Well, you know who was in office in during that period of time? That was Mr. Hussein Obama. And that fell on deaf ears and went absolutely nowhere. But what that also did is it proof tested the concept for what was to come later under the Biden administration. So 2015 Obama, they figured out how to place those individuals to provide that material support. And then when the Biden era, the Biden catastrophe on the border, when that took place, it was already a well-oiled machine. They already knew what to do, where to do it, how to do it in those foreign countries. So it was definitely funded, and very little, if any, investigation into that funding or those individuals responsible. And you can even see them on TV. Ed, Mike, you can see them on TV. You could watch it on Fox News, American citizens handing out that material support to those illegal aliens in those foreign countries. So definitely well-funded, whether it was a Soros funding or wherever, definitely well-funded. And, it wasn't by accident.
Oh, certainly not by accident. And especially based on Jesse's background, Jesse knows that we can easily, and the government does track all aspects of that funding and the movement of those individuals. I mean, publicly, the U.S. government has confirmed the capability through the ghost murmur that we know where every individual in the world is based on a unique frequency signature. Now, I don't know, they obviously can't use this for every person in the world at all times, but I don't want to hear any more crap about, oh, we just don't know where they've gone. Or the other thing is, I don't know where the money's come from, right, Jesse? It's ridiculous. The system that's been built was literally built in a manner that they can track these aspects.
Yeah, well, not only the human species and animal species, the entire ecosystem is being tracked currently. And we even have further confirmation from our whistleblower, Rafe Hazel, the MI6 whistleblower, who was Oxford educated in background in chemistry, who is a specialist in quantum magnetometry. And so we do have the ability to track everyone. We know exactly where everyone is. And I want everyone to understand something. You know, this country is, the foundation has been built on immigrants. And the issue is not being an immigrant. The issue is coming in the legal way that everyone had to come in prior to this mass invasion that it was basically induced. It wasn't by accident. It was very constructed. And, you know, there's all kinds of aspects. And Rafe shared that once you have this system in you, and remember, he said it's multifaceted. Okay. And we now know that there's read write capabilities to the human subconscious. And what can you do? You can cause chaos. And what better way to make people more dependent on government by to instilling fear, to instilling disruptions of normalcy. They don't want you to get too comfortable because they have to keep you in that heightened state in order for you to be manipulated and more easily suggestible and programmed. That is what we're learning. And not only is a multifaceted technology, it's a multifaceted approach. There are many aspects that you can do and manipulate depending on the scenarios that you're dealing with. And this is just one minor spectrum of it.
100%. Oh, I know, Greg, that your time in government, your service to this country, you've experienced a lot of gaslighting, a lot of lies, a lot of attacks. And of course, I know with someone like you who's very patriotic, you've gone in with the right intentions. I know now you're going to be writing a little bit about your experiences. And one of the ways we stay away from being manipulated is we get informed. And I'm looking forward to reading about your time as America's border chief. If you can, where can the InfoWars audience, where can Alex Jones Live audience find the latest on your upcoming book and new information they're putting out?
Sure, Ed, I'll be putting more information out as that book comes together in the next couple of months there on my X account. That's Gregory K. Bovino on X. I'm a few chapters into it. Got a lot of things to say in that book and trying to figure out which things to say because there's so many juicy items here, many of which you guys have talked about tonight. And it's putting all that together in a format that's both readable. And then also, I know the audience is going to want to hear some of those good stories from LA and Chicago and New Orleans and Charlotte. Well, they're going to get that. And so check with me periodically on X, and I'll update you on where that book's at. It's going to be coming out hopefully here early fall.
Thank you so much, Greg. I know on behalf of Alex Jones, I know he'd like to have you in studio, so I'm sure his producer will be reaching out for these other things. But of course, thank you for giving us some time on the Sunday and get back to your family, okay? God bless you.
Thank you, Greg.
God bless it. Thank you.
So, Jesse and Mike, you know, we look at this. You know, it's an interesting thing about the Hegelian dialectic and how again we're constantly moved like cattle between different issues, right? You know, the topic of mass manipulation, like rather than mass migration, mass manipulation. I would argue is far bigger of a threat than Iran or you know, of sleeper cells and many of the other things which were fear-mongered into giving our rights over to the DHS, for example. I was just flying, and I know you guys fly a lot too. Every time I fly, I sit there and wonder, why the heck do I have to go through this x-ray machine, get patted down, get my gear, you know, thrown to the four winds? Am I doing this for America? Is that what it was? But you know the technology, Jesse, right? Like, you know the x-ray machine. Is that doing anything to protect Americans?
Well, and it's, I think it's more about conformity, conditioning, programming. You know, today I went to the airport just before this program here. I flew in, and you know, they're saying, "Oh, go over here and hit that accept button so it can take your photo." But what you don't have the time, because everyone's, you know, high anxiety trying to get through and make their flights, and you hit the accept button. But what you're really agreeing to is for them to collect your biometric data, and so it's just a further way of the system in order to be more intrusive, in order to get more data so that you are more easily controlled as a society. And that is the dynamics that we're dealing with today. Data is the Silicon Valley's crack and the elite's mechanism. It is their drug. It is their addiction, because they want total control. And that's really what this is about.
Well, Mike, you know this as a fellow military man. In the military, we went to basic training. They broke us down mentally, right? And there's a reason for this. It made us very obedient. It kept you and I alive to a point. Right? We'll listen to our superiors. We'll get it. We'll take cover when the fire is coming in. But you know, looking at this, just using the scanning at the airport as an example, and maybe also then also looking back at the MK Ultra program, all of it has a very intentional funnel, right? And as Jesse pointed out, part of it is they got to break down your will to resist. If you don't think twice about accepting something, by the way, and I'm sure there are lawyers in the audience here listening, you know, there is a form of acceptance legally that you make when you say yes, or you abide by letting some, 50-year-old African-American woman named LaQuisha look at you naked through a body scanner at the airport, right? You know this as someone who's in the military. There is a training happening, and it's a training to turn us into slaves, right?
Absolutely. And training isn't all bad. It's kind of, it's a tool, right? So it's kind of like a hammer. I could help build a house or put a picture on your wall when you're inside your home, or I could take the hammer and hit you over the head and kill you with it. So the globalists are they have very bad intentions. Okay. If you study them, if you study the New World Order, if you study the World Economic Forum, if you study how they created banking, if you study how they created the education system, if you study how they did all of these things to actually create stress and cortisol inside of the human body, they make it so they want to keep you anxious, overwhelmed, depressed, apathetic, all these other types of things, so you can never really get anything done. And that's the unfortunate part about it, because you could use training in a different way to really help people to do it, but their ultimate goal, like Jesse was just talking about, is ultimate control through what they have identified as a social credit system. So they're going to use, you know, the conversations that you're having. Are you watching the right type of media? Are you eating the foods that we recommend? Are you drinking the water with the fluoride? Are you doing all these things? Are you doing the opposite of it? Are you, like Thomas Jefferson said, dissension is the highest form of patriotism? Are you in that camp? Because if you're in that one, they're gonna make it so you can only go certain places, you can only talk to certain people, you're not going to be able to buy certain things, you might not be able to go see that movie that you want to see or buy certain things that you want to buy at the grocery store. And China has already been doing this for quite some time now, and that's really the model for the New World Order, is what China is doing. So people really want to understand how the social credit system works.
Years ago, I said, I want something that supercharges methylene blue.
Yes.
I want something that gives people natural clean energy without stimulants. And you got together with top formulators and created Methyl Drive and Power Plant. They can individually be taken,
yes,
or they can be stacked together with methylene blue. You understand all the science. I always butcher all the names. I don't explain how these are the perfect formulas.
Sure.
I've had top formulators say, who made these formulas? These are the best. These are available at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds our operation. You develop these with top formulators. These are great, already best-selling products without me even promoting them. Tell us about Power Plant and Methyl Drive right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we've got hundreds of thousands of people that have taken Ultramethylene Blue since we started selling it on the alexjonesstore.com. This is an incredible product. This is a super powerful metabolic ingredient. Methylene Blue's structure, you have nitrogen, sulfur, chlorine. The chlorine is what gives it its dye properties. That's why it's used as a medical dye, medical grade, what we have. The sulfur donates an electron to your mitochondrial process. So what that means is it speeds it up through the Krebs cycle to what makes where it makes more energy. And the energy that it makes more efficiently. So you get less waste product, more energy, more ATP. That's why it's a super powerful nootropic.
It skips something in the mitochondria.
It skips the oxidization process in the cells. It skips through the Krebs cycle from stage one into stage four, oxidative phosphorylation. Nothing else does this.
That's the ultimate antioxidant.
The ultimate antioxidant. That's Ultramethylene Blue. Now, the key to human health, this is what's being discovered, is mitochondrial health, right? 20th century, they try to treat symptoms and keep you alive. 21st century, it's all the people you watched on Rogan over the years proven to be correct. It's about the mitochondria. It's about cell division. It's about senescent cells and their waste products that they make. Methyl Drive, there's that iconic ad of you, Dad, where you go, the CoQ10, the PQQ. That is what this is. CoQ10, PQQ, magnesium, and then methylcobalamin, the ultimate vitamin B12 in the bioavailable form. That's all together in Methyl Drive. It's about protecting your mitochondria. We've got tons of ingredients in there to do that in Methyl Drive. With Power Plant as well, people report this almost universally with the Methylene Blue. Incredible energy, incredible resilience, incredible endurance. What I wanted to create with Power Plant, we kind of have the ultimate cellular engine thing in Methyl Drive. With Power Plant, this is kind of the men and women can both take it. It's like a unisex super male vitality, where you have things in here like the cordyceps mushroom that boosts oxygen carrying capacity and ATP, which is also phenomenal for the mitochondria, plus the Rhodiola rosea, also known as Viking root or golden root. But even more so than that, it lowers your cortisol. And when you lower your cortisol, studies have shown that your testosterone increases because they're made from the same building block, which is cholesterol. Of course, that's why ashwagandha is so incredible. You saw that product as well. It takes the fuel source from making cortisol into making testosterone. Since they're both hormones, we got zinc in here as well to raise testosterone, help with healthy testosterone, selenium to do the same thing. And then we've got the boron, which is so underrated.
Nobody ever talks about that.
No one ever talks about boron. You can look at all these different male vitality supplements. If you're a wife out there, you want to get something for your husband, Power Plant, Adaptogen Complex, we got Methyl Drive. These really are made to be taken in tandem. This is a trifecta. Yeah, this is the Mac Daddy stack. Okay, you want to be a Mac Daddy, you buy Power Plant, Methyl Drive, and Methylene Blue. Okay.
We have the Power Plant bundle discounted. Power Plant, yes. Methyl Drive, and Methylene Blue together right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It really is amazing, and it funds the operation. You're going to be addicted if you get it.
You guys really need to get this. If you're looking for a physical improvement, a mental improvement, that Power Plant formula combined with the Methyl Drive and the Methylene Blue, but any one of these taken separately, if you're older and you get the Methyl Drive, you are going to love this product. If you're younger and you're big into exercise, you're going to love the Power Plant. I'm really impressed with this. I'm thankful Bigly let me develop these products. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. And combined together with the Methylene Blue, it's a deal that's too good to be true.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Live show. I'm one of your co-hosts, Jesse Beltran, along with Mike Grady, Matthew Hazen, and Edward Zoll. He's having a little technical difficulty, but we'll have him reboot and hop back on into the show. Matthew, you had a question that you had for us. Go ahead.
I do. And this is a very important question for the audience, because this audience is trying to be abreast and understand what's going on in the world. You guys are literally traveling the world looking at, there's no better experts in terms of understanding the MK Ultra, the technology, what its capability is right now, how that relates to the end game, the hardware, the software that they are that they've deployed inside of everybody. If I speak out of turn right now, everyone that's been tested since 2021 on is showing this type of radio frequency emitting electronic circuitry, synthetic silicon-based components inside of them. Even though they may not be feeling it on any level, they're dealing with it. You guys are literally the world experts in this MKUltra Project Artichoke mind control, fourth industrial revolution. What does this system's ability not do? What can it actually not do? I know that we say it can do the unimaginable. Is there anything it can't do? And then to disconnect ourselves from what you guys have seen, because solutions is what's important. Us teaching people so that they're aware of these problems, that it's going to take everybody learning what you guys are talking about. But then having the solution to this is really what Alex has had such a common, a love for us and everything else. So if you guys can just kind of break that down so people understand it better, because I don't explain it the way you guys can explain it.
I can start with a little bit about the history. Let's really talk about when it started. Back in the 1940s, it started with Operation Paperclip, where we brought over the 1,600 Nazi scientists after World War II, because we were concerned about the Russians obtaining them. Okay. And we know what they were doing. They were doing a lot of human experimentation, and they were doing some very just what most would consider horrible, horrific, unethical experiments on people. Then you had Project Chatter in 1947, if my memory is correct. And that was the Navy's way of using drug-based interrogation research. So when they founded an adversary, they wanted to be able to use drug therapies in order to get them to confess or give away secrets, national secrets. And that developed into Project Bluebird. And Bluebird was the first project where the CIA was using interrogation mind control programs and, hypnosis along with drug therapies. And they were looking for modalities on, how to disseminate these things. And that developed in 1951, into Project Artichoke. And Project Artichoke really did the whole encompass. They were not only using shock therapies, drug therapies, they were really emphasizing in hypnosis. And hypnosis is a big aspect of this mind control aspect. My voice is a frequency. And now they're using silent frequencies that go directly into the subconscious. Now, just imagine if you had a direct line into someone's subconscious, what you couldn't do if you knew what I knew as a master hypnotist. And then ultimately, we have Project MKUltra. That's where it all developed into 150 sub-projects. And they were already like Project 95. Sub-Project 95 was, they were implanting animals with microchips in order to make them a weapon against our adversaries. And then they were using them to spy on our adversaries. And then Jose Delgado being able to remotely control an aggressive charging bull and just pressing a button and completely making the bull passive. Now where we're at is far superior to that. We're now dealing with nanotech size, 50 nanometers and smaller. That's 1/2000 times the width of a human hair. You could never even see these technologies. And Mike's been around, our group that we've co-founded, the Mind Nexus Live from. And you can talk and maybe explain about what the capabilities are, because there really isn't anything that can't be done with it.
Yeah.
You're saying there's nothing that can't be done?
Can't be done.
Well, Jesse, I think it's important to highlight too what you just explained. The solutions back in the day, you could literally surgically remove an implant after you could identify it. And think, well, the problem post-COVID was now on a nano-sized level, essentially, you can't just go in there and grab it because you can't see it. So there has to be another solution on top of that, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that solution is, how do you get that spike protein out of you? To my pleasant discovery, meeting Matthew Hazen, and who's the CEO of Masterpiece, as you know, I was very skeptical. I've always been skeptical over the last 20 years because so many people have come to me and saying, hey, we have a solution for your clients who are suffering from AHIs, Havana syndrome. Back then, we called it electronic terrorism. And we have cases where surgical removal of non-consensual biosensors have been removed from individuals. And we have current cases. So we're still finding that older tech where people are being set up to have surgical removals of these foreign bodies that we're finding in people. But when you get into the nano size, it's a much different problem. So so you have to look at the end game, the goal of the technology. And the goal is to basically make you into a node, a human antenna. So you are all tied into the Internet of Things. This is why they're accelerating the 6G implementation here in the United States. And President Trump was asked, why are you accelerating? He goes, oh, it goes a little deeper into the skin, doesn't it? Okay. So, which was very odd. But the bottom line is what can't be done. We know through our MI6 whistleblower, Rafe Hazel, he described how this was a multifaceted system and where the MI6 agents are being required to take this on as a synthetic telepathy communication device. And he has a different perspective. My clients see a very negative aspect of it. But he said it saved his life on occasions where he was with a foreign adversary and he couldn't be exposed as a MI6 asset. So they were in direct communication by thought with him. But he says if you get out of line, then you turn it up a little bit and becomes a torture device. And this is what the Havana syndrome victims are experiencing. That's that phase. And he said ultimately, it could be turned into a lethal, deadly lethal device when you get overexposed with severe amounts of radiation. And both him and a significant other, they developed.
Yeah, see, I feel so bad I'm cutting you off. But are you saying so the intelligence agency, MI6 in this example, you're saying that they basically were using this technology in a way that is kind of like a super soldier? It was kind of inciting and helping them and protecting them, but it could also be turned against them, essentially?
Absolutely. You conform, it'll be okay. He says, you know, he says his superiors were telling him, you're actually going to like this. But he found it to be very cognitively intrusive. And what did he mean by that? It's because they can read your thoughts. Everything that you see in the environment, they're able to read that via the EEG signals and the signals that Edward was referring to, the signature, the ghost murmur technology. It's essentially all the same stuff, but that is exactly it. And so how do you protect yourself from it? What you have to do is make yourself less of an antenna. And this is why the Zeolite Z product was very intriguing to me, because my clients are seeing positive results. Anywhere they were saying prior to me even being that objective observer to the study that you conducted in the UK, Matt, they were already telling me they were seeing anywhere from 50 to 70% reduction in their symptoms. And so I was optimistic, but I wanted to confirm that. And that's why I agreed to help you with your study. And the results obviously were quite striking. An average reduction taking out two anomalies, 80%, but you keep the two anomalies in, you're around 75, 76% reduction in their symptoms, which is what my clients have been claiming. So, You showed the data. I spoke with Carolyn Mansfield, your head researcher, and she showed me the blood results where the graphene oxide was a continuous downslope. That's important because that is one of the antenna amplifiers. And then what we were testing for were silicon-based harmonics, which are in all electronic circuitry, regardless of size. And so for the first time in 20 years, we saw locations disappear, and I've never seen that. And so that was very intriguing. And what was interesting, when we went back to retest them, I could tell who was following the protocol to the T and who wasn't based on the percentage of the harmonics we were reading in that secondary testing. So we knew, I already knew, I go, wow, this is really working. We, you know, where we were seeing areas of 100% harmonic indicators, they were now getting what we would call intermittent harmonics in the 25 percentile. And so it was really interesting to see that develop.
You're basically talking, you're using a $20,000 nonlinear junction scanner, which is supposed to read electronic signals in the air to see if an area is wired or bugged. you use that equipment on study participants, a study that I was taking, that I was doing, and you were basically reading the measurements of their bodies. They were then taking 30 drops of Masterpiece a day for 2 months. Then in the same spot, in the same location in the world, the same study participants, the same exact nonlinear junction scanner done by you, the same level 4 technical surveillance countermeasures expert that is, you know, the highest certification to use this equipment. And it was also filmed. And what we were basically able to show is how to disconnect individually anyone out there for right at $1 a day from the Internet of Things and the wide body area network. But not just that, it wasn't just fine tuned for that. Masterpiece Zeolite Z gets out all the toxins and all the poisons that is at this nano level. And with the world, with all of us underneath this barrage of this worldwide health epidemic that all of us are feeling, all of us are dealing with, to be able to get out 60 to 85% of those levels is the new lease on life. It's literally a game changer. A game changer is a very, it's not a big enough word.
Matt, let me be clear about something here. When Jesse said he was kind of skeptical about this thing when it first came out, I'm going to tell you, I'll give you some inside info from my Nexus. I was even more skeptical about it. I've been taking supplements for the last 20 years of my life, everything from methylene blue to glutathione to iodine, you name it. So seeing these people, our clients coming to us that are these targeted individual types that are suffering from the Savannah syndrome and anomalous health incidents type of experiences that they have, you wouldn't be able to sell me on anything that could help the way that these people are being affected. I'm talking tortured to the max. People that are staying up for 3-4 days at a time, their eyes are bloodshot red, their ears are ringing like you couldn't even believe, they're hearing things that aren't there, there are vibrations all over their bodies, they have burn marks all over their skin. I go, you're going to take this thing, you're going to take this right here, and all of a sudden that's going to start helping them? I said, okay, I'll go ahead and do the study. But as far as I'm concerned, we're wasting our money with plane tickets and everything going over there. But once I saw the results, and results are the only thing that matter. People lie. Numbers don't. When you see studies and you see facts in front of you, and then on top of that, our clients that come back to us and say, I haven't felt this good in 15 years. I haven't felt this good in 10 years. Some people come to us and they've been affected, targeted for over 30 years, and they finally found something that can give them just a little bit of relief. Is it a cure-all for everything? I don't know. I'm not sure about that, but does it help? 100% unequivocally, it helps. And if you go to getmasterpiece.com, you can read the studies for yourself. They have a hair test. You want to see the toxicity in your body with heavy metals and all that? They have a process and a system where you can go through that. And they have the studies. They have every single PDF there, the human studies that have been done. I think you told me once you spent over $1 million of your own money to make sure that this research is legit and can be found by not only your average person, but your academics as well. But yeah, I highly recommend it. Go to Get Masterpiece right now and see it. Alex Jones recommends it. He doesn't recommend crap. I've been taking supplements from him for the last 15 years, and he only sources the best stuff because he's not going to give you something that's going to be bad for you. Why would he do that? Because it's a symbiotic relationship. If he helps you, you're going to help him. And this is how we win the info.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've seen Alex on the highest level. He is the most incorruptible guy I've been around in such a long time. I can't say enough about that fact. And yeah, I mean, when we're looking at being able to look into real results and actually have something that is doable and affordable for everybody out there, it's literally right at $1 a day, and they are going to see irrefutable, undeniable improvements in their psyche, their mental health, your sleep quality. Expect everybody, when you take 10 drops or more of Masterpiece a day, to start dreaming more vivid than you've dreamed that you can remember. Why? Because your third eye, your pineal gland, is functioning correctly. Why are you going to start feeling more childlike all the time? Why is your mood and how you feel just a lot better? Why? Because you're being depoisoned and your body loves it. You're supposed to look like a 3 to a 6-year-old, right? They're just happy and giddy for no reason. You don't have to tell them to feel good. You don't have to tell them to wake up and take on the day. It's natural. And so are you. You're supposed to feel that good. You're supposed to have that clarity. You're not supposed to be attached to some synthetic electromagnetic frequency wave that is going to predetermine how you think, feel, act, and do. And so Masterpiece is, long story short, nature's exact answer. On Earth, the most cleanest, pristine waters, and we're more water. We're more water than anything else. But if you go on Earth, the most cleanest, pristine, blue zone, protected areas, Greek islands, Fiji islands, what do you see? The exact formula there, that is what is Masterpiece. We just get it down to a much smaller level. So it goes into your body, grabs out the junk and the trash that's been messing up your health, and then it comes right back on, and you're going to be remineralized and feel better than you felt in a long time. You're going to feel like you want to work out again. You're going to want to, you're going to have a better relationship with your entire environment, your loved ones, your pets. Everybody that you come into contact with is going to sense and feel how you are being better. Yeah.
Well, it's, and again, the reason we came to this was because everyone on this panel has been seeking for, seeking out solutions. Because what is it, the biggest thing that comes to, whether it be vaccine-injured individuals like Alexis Lorenz, or is the mind-controlled and mind-fogged individuals, general population, you know, the patriots that we serve alongside and we talk to daily, and the families. Today was a church day. I'd love for everybody in my church to be taking this, because they're all experiencing some form or manner of a side effect from this modern-day bioweapon, which has been used to take over our brains and to fog our ability to respond. You know, this this also supports the Alex Jones network, Alex Jones Live. I mean, Alex has been through the hell of it, literally. My gosh. I mean, it is a blessing that, that he has given us, you know, this Sunday episode to share this information and, again, to talk to his audience. Because when it comes to the fight, we're all in this fight together. And if you support Alex Jones and you want to help him out, you can do so by also helping yourself out. Get your mind free so you can be a huge warrior in the fight. That's getmasterpiece.com, getmasterpiece.com. We'll be supporting the show, supporting the content. And I know Alex is not giving up anytime soon. The guy will never give up. All right. He'll be broadcasting into Basta's deathbed if he's given the opportunity. But I know as we approach the end of this, this 2 hour block, many of us are now reflecting, especially we come near 4th of July. I mean, everyone here is doing something interesting for the 4th. Grady and I are probably going to be drinking beers and hanging out with our battle buddies. I know Jesse's probably got something fun. But I think a lot of us are reflecting maybe on the founding of this country now more than ever, right? This, if anything, if the 250-year anniversary means anything for anyone on this panel, I think it is that we don't want the tyrants to take over and be able to control our lives. We want to be as free as the founders had envisioned. Now, Jesse, I know you prepared something. It was very touching, actually. I was wondering if you want to share that now as we get ready to close out the show?
Yeah, and you know, we want to remember for the audience out there, we're thank you to all the patriots out there who are really fighting for the truth and the right thing, and coming about around the 250-year anniversary of this great experiment. You know, it's people like Alex that are out there, the Tucker Carlson's of the world, you know, Sean Ryan, Joe Rogan, all of those people who have these platforms that are able to take on some very difficult topics to speak about. But we're all disseminating the truth. And you need, in order to utilize your free will, you really need to start from a place of truth. And so I want to talk about 250 years ago, men signed their names to a piece of parchment and called this country an experiment. The radical idea that ordinary people, not kings, not bureaucrats, not unelected men in sealed rooms, could govern themselves by their own consent. That was the bet. We've been running it ever since. But here's the bitter irony I'll leave you with. A nation founded on consent, government by the consent of the governed, has at times run another kind of experiment, one without consent on its own people. Tuskegee, 40 years, hundreds of men lied to and studied while a treatable disease ate through them. MKUltra, an intelligence agency dosing unwitting Americans who never agreed to a thing. Our plandemic, where we were forced to take an injection and full disclosure was never given. not theories, documented, admitted, congressionally investigated facts. And right now, Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna is fighting to declassify what's still buried and to get immunity for the whistleblowers too scared to come forward. The people reporting these anomalous health incidents today are asking the exact same question those earlier victims ask. Did somebody do this to me? And I was never asked. That's the tension at the heart of 250 years, a country built on the promise that you cannot be experimented on without your say-so. That has, through and its own institutions, broken that promise against its own citizens. So we don't burn it down. The answer to a broken promise is to hold the country accountable who made that promise. The only reason we can even name these crimes is because of the founding idea, the right to ask, the right to know, the right to say no. So stay curious, stay skeptical of every institution, no matter which side it claims. Demand the documents. Demand the informed consent every time for everyone. The American experiment was never finished, and it was handed to us. We run it every single day by refusing to be the subjects of somebody else's experiment. The founders bet a free people could be trusted with the truth. 250 years later, the least we can do is prove them right. God bless you. God bless the United States, and thank you.
Thank you for sharing that, Jesse. Gosh, that is better than anything I think I'm going to hear on the 4th of July.
You gave us
the 4th of July. That is the spirit. That is the spirit of 1776 that birthed this program. That's the spirit that keeps Alex Jones going day in, day out, despite the attempts of the enemy and an evil incarnate at large trying to take down him and his allies. My brothers, it has been an awesome 2 hours. It went by pretty quickly, too. But we just want to thank again the audience for sticking out through this this action-packed segment of the Alex Jones Show. And also the InfoWars team, thank you so much for working with us and helping us to put together this show. On behalf of Mike Grady, my battle buddy, and of course my fellow patriot, and of course Matthew Hazen, founder of Masterpiece. You can get your Masterpiece at getmasterpiece.com, and my brother, Jesse Beltran. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode. You can find the clips online. Please share them. Please send them to your friends. Anyone who is skeptical, who wants to detoxify, getmasterpiece.com. That's getmasterpiece.com. And of course, support the Alex Jones Network. Keep them on the air. Keep the fight going. For the 250-year anniversary, as Jesse said, we must hold the government accountable, the agencies accountable, and the very people who seek to control us. This is how we win. God bless all of you. Take care, and see you on the next round.
Hi, folks. Doc Bigley here. And today we're going to get to know our H2O. Billy, what kind of water do you drink?
Why, tap water, of course. Ma says it keeps my teeth sparkly white.
I'm sorry to say it, Billy, but your mother is either plain ignorant or worse, a communist. Let me explain.
Tap water used to be safe to drink, but communist subversives in our government introduced fluoride into our nation's tap under the guise of dental health, when in reality, fluoride lowers your IQ, calcifies your pineal gland, and makes you susceptible to anti-capitalist mind viruses.
So you're telling me I'm a sap if I drink tap?
Yes, you are, Billy. Yes, you are. But don't despair. We've found a solution. Follow me. I'd like to tell you a tale of two frogs. Frog number one has only ever drank unfiltered tap water, chock full of fluoride. Observe him listening to satanic music, abusing substances, and engaging in other perversions.
Look, Doc, they're trying to play leapfrog. They're pretty bad at it, though.
Avert your eyes, Billy. Let's continue. Meanwhile, frog number two has only ever drank water that has been filtered for fluoride and other impurities. What a happy frog family.
Spill the secret, Doc. How do you get rid of the communist poisons?
With the new water filter system from the AlexJonesStore.com.
Say, Doc, may I have a glass?
Why, certainly. Well, that's just swell. No water in the water filter. Listen, I'm not mad at the crew, but I asked for real water in here 30 minutes ago and never got it.
Crew's in trouble again.